Thomas C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on patient Pam Baker, B-A-K-E-R. Middle initial is W. Her address is 5595 S-C-H-M-A-L-E, Schmail Lane, Paradise, California, 95969. Phone 530-518-4156. Cell 530-518-0729. ID is XXX XX7863. Driver's license DL colon space K08-17267. Email is Baker, B-A-K-E-R, / Baker, B-A-K-E-R, at sbcglobal.net. Insurance is Medicare / Humana. Pharmacy is Walgreens Skyway Paradise, 530-876-8222. The clinical indication is history of persistent facial neuralgia. It is addressed to Bob Kurtz, K-U-R-T-Z, Mission Ranch Medical Care, Chuka, California. The carbon copy to Dr. Catherine, C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E, Prince, P-R-I-N-C-E-D-O, Cardiology, 330-332-3350. The current medications that is current medications. This is vertically albuterol, Ambien, Curdalac ophthalmic solution, lisinopril 20 milligrams, metoprolol 25 milligrams, ofloxacin, 3% eye drops, treonin, 0.025% cream, zolpidem, 5 milligram tablets, medical adverse reactions, none reported. New paragraph, current complaints, colon, neuralgia above the right brow, lateralizing slightly to the right in the area of the superior ocular sensory nerve, or superior orbital sensory nerve. New paragraph. Recent surgical interventions. Right cataract surgery. New paragraph, current findings, MR brain without contrast, 3-8-2025 showed small punctate T2 and FLIR signal changes scattered in the white matter, more pronounced the frontal lobes. With no other unusual findings. CT of the head with and without contrast, March 8, 2025. Subparagraph, symptoms of tingling and pressure changes in the right sinus area. No unusual findings. Dash orbits unremarkable. Paranasal sinuses, mastoids, and middle ears are clear. Dear Bob Kurtz and Dr. Prince, thank you for referring Pam Baker for neurological evaluation. She describes the initial development of a more broad spectrum neuralgia involving the right face in a V2 type distribution without, and recently a description by her ENT doctor of possibly having some facial motor weakness on the right. Subparagraph, this is not apparent on clinical examination. New paragraph, since that time, the tingling has remitted to an area above the right brow, moving slightly laterally, but not down into the face. Subparagraph, she can suppress her perception of this with activity during the day, but it becomes more prominent to her in the evening and at night. New paragraph, she currently takes 5 milligrams of zolpidem at bedtime to assist her what she describes as nocturnal arousals or sleep maintenance insomnia. New paragraph, during the day, she feels at times tired and falls asleep, but otherwise is not feeling substantial fatigue. New paragraph. She denied other significant past medical histories and medical illnesses, but did have COVID virus 2 years ago. New paragraph. She was evaluated ophthalmologically and did not find after she had cataract surgery. Subparagraph, she denies any adverse outcome to the cataract surgery procedure. New paragraph, her neurological examination appears to be within normal limits. She's alert, oriented, pleasant, appropriate, insightful, and ambulates without any distress. She denies diplopia or ocular pain at this time. She denies having sinus disease for which she has been evaluated. New paragraph. She denies any unusual movements or tremors. New paragraph. She denies unusual headaches but reports a strong family history of migraine. New paragraph. In consideration of her history and presentation, I am obtaining laboratory studies to exclude a post-COVID disorder, new paragraph. She does give a history of possible cervical cephalgia, for which MR imaging of the cervical spine will be accomplished to exclude impingement producing a post-intervention cervical neuralgia. New paragraph. Post-COVID testing will be completed. New paragraph. A screening dementia evaluation will also be performed. New paragraph. I explained everything that we are doing today. New paragraph, I've given her prescriptions for gabapentin 100 milligrams to take one in the morning and two at bedtime for treatment of her neuralgia. New paragraph, I've refilled her zolpidem but increased the medicine to 6.25 extended release preparation, more appropriate for female and sleep maintenance, sleep disorders. New paragraph, I will see her for reevaluation of the results of her laboratory testing and imaging studies for further recommendations with a follow-up report. Then sign with my professional signature.